The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And it's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. I'm Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, one of our other co-hosts, experts. We'll be back soon. So to join us on the show, udocs@gmail.com, yourudocs@gmail.com. Coming up
you
at
know,
7...
Joe, I got to interrupt you. My sister just emailed me on on the UDocs email line. I didn't know my sister listened to it, but in any case, she's listening to the radio show tonight, and she said, Mike, remember, you'll be married 40 years also on April 15th.
Yes, sir.
So I've got to say, of course, Nancy is wonderful. She's my wife, and we will be married, just like you and yours, we will be married 40 years on April 15th. You'll beat us by a few months.
Some eerie similarities with the anniversary and a wife with the same name. That is eerily similar. So...
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe those Nancys keep us sane.
Well, she keeps me going. So, congratulations to you a couple months ahead of time. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 after the hour. Pollution in China. What else is new? Arsenic. Have you tested your well for arsenic? And climate change equals ocean change. What does that mean, Dr. Ginsberg? At 20 after the hour. Dr. Arthur Perry now with us today, so they'll find some volunteer to pitch in, I'm sure, before that time.
You're the volunteer, Joe.
I know. I'm happy to do it. I have no problem with that. And another Real Age tip of the week before the end of the hour. Any hints on that?
Yeah, this one is how to prevent yourself from developing macular degeneration. And obviously, this is especially important if you have one parent or more with it. Macular degeneration is the commonest cause of eyesight degradation as you get older. And there are a whole bunch of things you can do to change your genes, even if it's strongly related in your family.
Is it hereditary?
There is some hereditary nature of it, but there's also some other things you can do to stop that hereditary effect. So... in other words, what we say, and one of the news stories this week that is really important, is how do you change genes? Well, you don't change genes, but you turn the proteins they make on or off. And one of the news stories this week is about carrots.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, carrots, the beta carotene in carrots decreases the production of a protein in diabetes that inhibits the secretion of insulin. So carrots are a way of decreasing the risk of type 2 diabetes and the complications from type 2 diabetes. On the other hand, vitamin E increased the production of that protein and increased your risk of type 2 diabetes.
So carrots good for the eyes too, by the way?
No, you know, that's one of the great myths of all times. Carrots, in World War II, we had a war department, not a defense department.
Yeah.
And they had developed radar long before the Germans had, and we were able to shoot down their planes more effectively because of that. And so we didn't want them to know that it was radar that was our advantage. We wanted them to think that it was our pilots' great eyesight. So we started the rumor in 1939 that eating more carrots would help their eyesight and would lead to better flyers. So that's how that's persisted to this day. It has nothing to do with carrots. It was just a way of throwing off the people we were fighting, the Germans largely, but also the Japanese, from trying to uncover what it was and trying to steal our radar. Instead, they thought it was just the carrots and maybe they should feed their pilots more carrots. And that's how carrots got known as good for the eyes. It had nothing to do with science. It was actually a rumor started.
So something mom was wrong about for a change. right? Mom was always right, but I guess not in this case.
Mom is always right. I wouldn't say mom was wrong.
No, well, you know, with the carrot thing, I guess it.
She was just, she was misled by the War Department.
There's got to be something good to come out of carrots for something else. As you mentioned in that story with the diabetes-causing genes. Earlier on my morning, this week on my morning show in Syracuse, I talked about a story about how 50% of kids, young kids, don't get vaccinated against, you know, mumps, measles, rubella. And if they do get vaccinated, 50% of them don't get vaccinated late. And that's not a good thing, I guess. And I asked our expert why that is. Why are these parents reluctant to get their kids vaccinated? Well, you know, they hear it's not a good thing. And why? Because it's a myth. I guess medically, number one, it's a myth, and urban legend tells these people, and what they maybe read on certain internet websites, that getting kids vaccinated isn't a good thing. But these parents get these crazy ideas, but your kids should get vaccinated, right?
Absolutely. We cover that in the book, You Raising Your Child.
Yep.
Even in you having a baby and you raising your child, we have a nice chapter. We interviewed over 150, quote, experts in the area, half on the anti-vaccine, half the vaccine. We looked through the data. There's a 40,000 times, this is huge, 40,000 times chance you're going to get a benefit compared to a risk. And the benefits are preventing death, preventing serious disease. So the benefits and risks are about equal in magnitude, but 40,000 times more likely to get a benefit from a vaccination than harm from one.
What
so
is the risk?
No doubt.
What is the risk?
Well, there are some inflammatory diseases. There is, for example, with the flu shot, there are apparently about two cases of Guillain-Barré a year. So there are some serious disease risks, but it prevents, you know, if everyone got vaccinated, it would probably prevent 30,000 more deaths. So the chance of a benefit compared to a risk is so substantial that everyone should get all the childhood vaccinations.
What is the risk of sending kids to school if 50% of these kids don't get vaccinated or late? What is the risk of sending these kids to school unvaccinated?
Well, they do get a higher chance of getting the disease before they get vaccinated. So that is a real risk, and with that comes all the risks of the disease. So you really do want to have, I mean, we went through it in detail. We went through the schedule. The alternative schedule can work, but it's easiest to stick with what we call the AAPD or the CDC schedule. It's a safe schedule. It's been demonstrated that way. And it is clear, and when I say safe, that doesn't mean without risk. It just means that the benefits are 40,000 times greater than the risk.
Right.
So there still is risk, but it's just a huge benefit over risk ratio.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up at 20 after the hour. Before we go to the break, the healthiest state in the country, Dr. Mike, is what?
Well, I'm going to have you guess at it.
Oh, boy. My guessing is terrible. I never get them right. I never, ever get them right.
Well, it is Vermont.
It's Vermont.
And if you look at the healthiest states in the nation, Vermont is number one based on a series of diseases, has a 5.1% unemployment rate. Hawaii is number two, 5.2%. New Hampshire is number three, 5.7%. You notice the trend? States that are healthy have low unemployment rates. That's because they're more competitive for jobs because they have much lower costs. So I don't think it's a coincidence that the states with the healthiest populations also have the lowest unemployment rate. I think being healthy makes the state more competitive for jobs and for companies moving in.
There's a stress factor involved in that then, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Vermont, number one. Healthiest state of the nation. Listening in Vermont today, our tip of the hat to you. What's toxic and what's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg is coming up after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.